Welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson. Monique Monaco is with me today. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to start very basically. What is your title with the
Parkinson's, National Parkinson's Foundation? And I am a volunteer locally helping with promotion and media for the Moving Day Tampa Bay, a walk for Parkinson's, which is going to be held April 9th at USF. Behind the Marshall Student Center.
Is Parkinson's the thing Fox. Michael J. Fox has? Is that what the disease that he's dealing with?
Yes, it is.
I see. Yes. And your father also had Parkinson's.
Yeah, my father actually a year ago this month passed away
from
complications from Parkinson's disease. Over a million people in this country suffer from this disease. It's a neurodegenerative disease that affects your ability to produce dopamine.
I just thought that it caused the tremors that you see, for example, Michael J. Fox have, but I have learned recently that it is a deadly disease.
Yeah, it causes so many complications. If you don't produce enough dopamine over time, you can't control the movement of your body. That's where the tremors are
come from,
but it's so much more than that. For instance, my dad lost ability to speak.
Right.
To swallow your emotion, mm-hmm. you actually lose the ability to smile, and it affects your mental stability as well.
That's a shame. I'm so sorry. How long is it from presentation to people losing their life over? Does it usually happen, or does it vary?
It varies, but in most cases, it's a slow progression. Like with my dad, it was probably over about 15 years.
Oh, boy.
But there's no cure for it. So there's no cure for it. Really, all the doctors can do is treat
Manage.
The symptoms and improve the quality of life of the person who's suffering from the disease. Mm-hmm. And so that's really all that can be done.
So this thing that's coming up, tell us about the event. And is this the first year that you guys have done this event?
This is actually the second year.
First
year we did it last year, National Parkinson's Foundation, which that mission of that organization is to help improve the lives of people suffering from Parkinson's disease. Last year was the inaugural event. We did it in April again at USF. Our goal last year was to raise $100,000, and we exceeded the goal and raised $160,000.
For you.
Yeah, it was really exciting. What the great part of this event is that the proceeds from the event stay within the Tampa Bay community.
This is what we love to hear, Monique, because a lot of people are always asking, where's my money going? And none of us like to hear that 90% of it goes to administrative costs. We want to hear that it's actually going for the thing that we're giving the money for.
Exactly. And that's really what attracted me to this organization to volunteer my time and expertise to, is knowing that people in the community are going to benefit. And last year, part of the money that was raised was reinvested through grants in the community, everything from programs, Rock Steady Boxing, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Exercise programs that were in the community that help people with Parkinson's disease with therapy.
Are we finding new therapies for Parkinson's disease? Are those being researched well? Are we getting far along in any of this? Or are we just basically treading water when it comes to
it? They're constantly researching for new treatments and ultimately a cure. But what they have found is that exercise is hugely helpful for people with Parkinson's. And it can help stave off the progression of the disease longer for a longer quality of life. So, folks that have it, I know with my dad, he did a lot of physical therapy, lots of activity. And it's kind of interesting because the very disease that limits your movement, the one thing that can help you maintain quality of life is movement. And that's what Moving Day is all about.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense because I thought about that. Moving Day. Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
When does it start? What do you do there? And how do you get involved as far as raising money?
Sure. Well, it's happening on April 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at University of South Florida. The Tampa campus right behind the Marshall Student Center. So it's really easy parking, free parking, great location to do this event. How we raise money are teams. We've got about 60 teams right now. We've got a month left. We'd love to have 100 teams participate.
Right.
And so within the teams, they raise money similar to other 5Ks and such. But what's really unique about Moving Day is that in addition to the 1K or the 5K walk and run, we also have a movement pavilion. So while the walk and run is happening and before it even starts, we have Zumba classes, free Zumba classes, line dancing, Rock Steady boxing.
Any kind of movement is good.
Any movement is great. Yoga, anything like
wow.
that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so all of those activities will be happening while people are doing the run and the walk as well. So it's a really great
That's event. A great idea. I've just really gotten into yoga myself. And not only, of course, are you moving, but it's that mind control, too, and trying to stay peaceful and calm and mindfulness. And I imagine that probably does help as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. It's really therapeutic. It's for all of us.
Right.
Particularly with people with Parkinson's disease. So, you know, to get involved, to join the movement, as we mm-hmm. say, because our theme is people who move change the world.
Oh, cool.
Is just website address, which is www.movingdaytampabay.org.
Okay.
And you can go on that website and form your own team, join a team, simply make a donation of any amount is helpful. And if you want to volunteer on the day of the event, help hand out t-shirts, that kind of thing, logistics, we certainly could use some folks helping with that.
I find people tell me a lot, well, you know, I don't have $500, I don't even have $50, I have $5. But it matters.
Yeah, if everybody just, you know, the cost of a Starbucks coffee, $5, really would have a huge, huge impact. This is not a giant, you know, organization. It's very much a grassroots mm-hmm. National Parkinson's Foundation. So, you know, we just every dollar counts, and every person there moving and helping raise awareness of Parkinson's disease is helpful. So even if you don't have any money to contribute,
right.
but you want to come out and move with us, we're really excited for you to do that.
And that was actually my next question. Somebody that wants to get involved with you that does have some time on their hands, do you need volunteers on a daily or weekly basis as opposed to just that day of the movement day?
At this point, with a month out, we probably mostly just need people for that day. Mm-hmm. We have a committee that we formed this year, but you know, anyone interested in being on the committee for next year's event, mm-hmm. Definitely reach out to us, and the information's on the website. And then also, if you come to the event, the staff there will help get you in touch with the right person to volunteer.
Let me ask you, do kids get Parkinson's, or is it mostly an older person's disease?
It's mostly older people, 60 and higher, although there is probably about 15% of the people are young onset Parkinson's, and that's kind of the, you know, the age group of like Michael J. Fox, the
right.
you know, the
so not
30s,
like kids,
40s.
Right.
No,
mm-hmm.
children.
Not usually.
No.
Right. When did we discover this? I mean, when was this disease actually named? Is it been, it's Michael J. Fox has had it, what, 20 years, I
yeah,
think, something
like
that? Yeah,
he really brought light to the disease. It's not an easy disease to actually identify. There's some, you know, the more information that they get via research and the funding that we collect at these types of events to support that, mm-hmm. they've learned a lot more about it with just kind of early onset symptoms that
right.
could be Parkinson's, could not be Parkinson's.
Right.
But as they progress is where it really is pronounced, and that's where that 60-year-old time frame, you know, that's kind of, you know, when they get to be in a later stage of
right.
the disease. So
what is your goal this year? You say you last year was 100, you made 160. Are you getting like really ambitious?
No, we are, well, we're ambitious, but realistic, mm-hmm. and that we're looking to raise 170,000 this year.
I think that's very realistic.
Yeah, so we have, you know, we're about 40% there.
Wow. And you've got
about a month
to go.
Yeah, we've got another month. So this is just a crunch time for us and getting just a lot of people excited about it, signing up, going to the website, which again is www.movingdaytampabay.org.
Okay.
And if for some reason you can't find it typing in that, just go on parkinsonfoundation.org.
And this is listed.
Yes.
Yeah. And you were mentioning that you don't have to get a whole team together. You just want to be on a team. It doesn't matter who you sign up with, does it?
Exactly. You can just go on and pick any team that's already set up and join the team. And I guarantee you'll be welcome with open arms. But if you just want to just come with you and a friend, or you and your husband or mm-hmm. boyfriend, girlfriend, just show up, you know, or register online just as a single independent walker. You don't have to, you know, we don't make it complicated to participate.
I know that it must be difficult to talk about your father, especially when it was just a year ago that you lost him, but I really appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
Well, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All the luck in the world. Let's give all those details, because no matter how many times we say it, people are like, I missed it. What was the name?
Absolutely.
So what day is it? Where is it? The whole website for us, please.
Okay, so again, it's Moving Day, Tampa Bay. And that's the name of the event.
Okay.
It's on April 9th, which is a Saturday.
What time?
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And goes till about 1. And it's at USF, right at the Marshall Student Center. Again, free parking there. Very easy to participate. And to sign up, to join a team, to make a donation, to volunteer, is movingdaytampabay.org.
Thanks for being here. I really appreciate
Thank you so much, Mimi.
Monique Monaco has been our guest this morning on Sunday Morning. If you need more information, of course, we gave you the website 1,000 times, but if it wasn't enough, feel free to email me at mimi.lawson@coxinc.com or call us here at Cox Media Group. It's 727-579-2000, and have a great Sunday morning.